Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, I'm Aaron Lin. Okay, not Alvin Lim or what Adrian Lim. Okay, it's Aaron Lin. Okay, so basically, in this video today, we're gonna talk about what to expect for 2026. So I was going through my mind like what should I share and what I really think about 2026. Then I have some mixed feelings. So I feel that, okay, wait. I don't go so fast. Okay, don't go so fast. I explain step by step first. Because if I tell you my thoughts just blindly, you won't understand where I'm coming from. So I'm going to share with you my first thought process. Okay, my first thought process. So my first thought process is, I already getting a customer, right? Calling me and telling me that next year they're going to take keys for their BTO, take keys for their sales of balance flat, so they need to sell their existing HDB flat. Okay, this process happens many years ago. In 2016, 2017, when BTO market was still very hot at the time, we have a lot of sellers like this. They need to sell to get their new keys from HDB. But because of COVID, right? So we didn't have this process for quite some time. Okay, and let me share with you a little bit. This process is a process that actually, I deem it as a cooling measure. Why? Because a lot of these people, right? They have their keys already. They need to sell. So they are in a hurry to sell because they want to go and take keys for their new house. So normally they will not try for a high price one. They will try to sell as soon as possible so that they can take the keys. And if they don't sell or very hard to sell, they will need to drop price because they have a deadline to achieve. HDB will say, hey, you faster come lah. You faster go and take your keys. If not by when, you cannot take your keys and all these things. Then they have to forfeit the new house. So there's a timeline to this. So I wasn't expecting this thing to come back to the Singapore property HDB market so fast. I was expecting maybe 2027 or 2028. But unexpectedly, I'm already getting a few calls on this kind of thing. So I was like, where you all take your keys? Or they told me Woodlands lah. So. I was like, so maybe these people, they bought about 3 years back. So if you calculate 2026, you calculate 3 years back, that's like 2023, 2024. Then some people told me, they asked is because of delay and all these things. So I was like, I kind of understand. Then I was like, this thing started earlier than I expected. And then a lot of sales of balance flat this year, right? They are taking keys next year. So sales of balance flat also have a timeline and also have a minimum number of months to achieve one. It's not like, today you buy sales of balance flat, then within 3 months you take keys. They don't do that. Normally they are about 6 months to a year for all the procedure to finish and all these things. They have to go and choose already. They will go and pay money and all these things. So one school of thought is that, there's a lot of these people that is taking their new house for new HDB flat, so they need to sell their existing house. So this thing will definitely affect the price. It will push down the HDB price. At the same time, I look at my system, there's a lot of HDB flats that's going to come out next year. Okay? And on the private market, I take a look, project in the pipeline, I take a look like this. I roughly see maybe about 20 plus new launches that is going to happen next year. Or maybe some is not next year, some is the year after because they show us the estimated sold date for the land. So I roughly go through quite a bit. So first of all, I feel that new launch, whether is it on the BTO side or whether is it on the private side, it's not going to decrease. Okay, it's not going to decrease. Then because of all these BTO people that need to take keys, some of them are second timer. So they need to sell that place. So I also doubt the HDB market will be doing very well. And I feel that it's going to be worse than this year. But on another side of my thought process for 2026 is, interest is all-time low today. So my thought is like this. Will the Federal Reserve, the Fed rate, continue to drop so that SORA will drop and mortgage rate will drop? So I went to take a look at the rates today. I feel that the rates today is a little bit low already because 3 months SORA is already 1.33. 1 month SORA is already 1.23. And then most of the bank is plus 0.3 something or plus 0.5 something. Depends on whether is it new launch or whether is it resale. Then also depends on the loan amount and all these things. So I was like, hey, this interest is already very low. Okay, interest, I see in two sides of the coin. Because one side is people can borrow, one side is people borrow, the interest rate is lower. Another side is people can borrow more money. Okay, I don't know if you all know about this. But when interest rate drop, right, the bank also will drop the way they calculate the loan amount. So the cutoff will also drop. So it means that when interest rate drop, there's a high possibility that people can also borrow more money next year. Or people already start borrowing more money now. So this thing will also like push the market. So next year, I see a push and pull effect. There will be this part that is trying to cool the market down. There will be this part that will have a lot of supply in the new. Okay, so I have always been saying this. I don't know if you follow up with me long enough or not. But I always tell people this thing. Having BTOs, having sales of balance flat, having a new launch private property in the market, right, is a very, very big cooling measure. Because a lot of this demand is being sucked away from the resale market. So when people go and buy all these new flats, right, they buy direct from HDB, they buy direct from the developers, they don't come and buy in the resale market. So in the resale market, a lot of times when you buy somebody's house, that person will take the money that he take back to go and buy another house. So in the resale market, to me, there's this thing called a chain effect. Meaning that I buy your house, then you will buy another. Wow, technical error. Suddenly no battery. I think I forgot to check the battery in the camera. Okay. So anyway, in the... If you watch until here, right, please help me hit the like button. And if you haven't subscribed, please help me subscribe because more than 50% of the people that watch my video haven't subscribed. So please help me subscribe. It just take 1 second, but it take a lot of effort to make a video. Okay, so I was saying that in the resale market, right, it's a chain effect. When I buy this person's place, this person will have the money to go and buy another place. So in order for the resale market to move, as long as the money doesn't go into the new launch market, the resale market will keep moving. So can you imagine if today, right, there is nobody that buy my resale house, then I will not have the money to go and buy another resale house. Or today, if somebody buy my resale house, then I will go and buy a new launch property. This effect, right, will actually kill the resale market. So this is why I always tell people that this year, the market is being killed by the excess supply in the new launch market, as well as the BTO and the sales of balance flat. So whether is it in the HDB or the private market, right, they all suffer the same fate. Okay, they all suffer the same fate. So in 2026, the same thing will continue to happen. And it may even happen at a more excessive way. Because in 2025, right, we don't have a lot of people that actually take their new place. Because 2025, this 2025 the year, we don't have people that, my BTO is ready, oh, my sales of balance flat is ready, don't have. Because the sales of balance flat, right, started this year, 2025. So most of the sales of balance flat will take key in 2026, 2027. And then most of the BTOs, what I heard from the customer is that what I know is 2025, there's not much people at that key or don't even have, or maybe some is delayed case. But 2026, there is a batch of BTOs that will take keys also. So this is the part where you will see more and more people need to sell away their HDB flat to take their next HDB flat, to take their next BTO flat. So this is an effect that will actually like cause the market to slow down. So with this school of thought, these two school of thought, left and right, I struggle very long to think like, okay, let's weigh it, let's weigh them and see which effect is bigger. Okay, frankly speaking, I will still stick to the market going down. Because I don't really think that the interest rate can actually push so many people to buy. Okay, and especially with the HDB side, right? That part has nothing to do with the interest rate. Even if the interest rate is low, right, it's not going to spike people to buy more HDB flat. So the HDB flat part, the HDB price part, will definitely get affected. Then the interest rate part, right? I feel that the interest rate part will help in the private property new launch, which it already happened, which is already happening. So I feel that the private property new launch definitely benefit from the interest rate part. The EC new launch also benefit from the interest rate part. But I feel that the excessive supply that the government is inserting into the private property market has a cap. So will 2026 hit the cap or not? Will there be like they keep releasing so many and so many people buy until really nobody can buy already? Will that happen or not? I don't know. But if this 2026 and 2027, the new launch supply continue to be consistent, I really, really doubt the market can tahan so far and so strong. Okay, so that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. Please subscribe. 50% of you watch never subscribe. No, please support a little bit. Thank you and bye bye.